الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا يا ذا القرنين إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض، فهل نجعل لك خرجا على أن تجعل بيننا وبينهم سدا. وقال تعالى في سورة الأنبياء، حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Respected brothers and sisters, we are going through the 10 major signs of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. So far we have spoken about Hazrat Imam Mahdi, the first sign. Then we spoke about Dajjal, the second sign. And yesterday we spoke about Hazrat descendants of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, is the third sign, a major sign of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And today, inshallah, we will cover the fourth sign, which is Ya'juj and Ma'juj in English, which is called Gog and Magog. Now, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about Gog and Magog in two places. One in Surah Al-Kahf, towards the end of Surah Al-Kahf, the verse number 94, 95, 96, 97. And in Surah Al-Anbiya, the verse number 96. So it is true, it is fact, because it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Where are they today? Allah knows best. No one has the real knowledge of it. According to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we know, when the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam made dua or curse upon his ummah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a punishment in the form of azab, the azab in the form of flood. So before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to make a big ark, and all those believers in the pairs of the animals were aboard into the ark, and then the flood started and those kuffar and mushrikeen drowned into the flood. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam had four sons, Yafis, Ham, Sam, and Kanaan. So Yafis, Ham, and Sam, they were Muslims. They believed in Nuh alayhi salam and they accepted Islam. And all these three sons were with Nuh alayhi salam onto the Ark of Noah. As for Kanaan, he did not accept Islam. He was with the kuffar. Even when the flood started coming and Nuh alayhi salam was begging him to climb onto the onto this ark, there is no other way but to be in the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, he refused. He said, no, I will go onto the on top of the mountain and I'll be safe over there. While they were conversation, one big wave came and Kanaan was drowned in front of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. When flood has subsided and with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ark of Nuh alayhi salam was settled in Mount Judi, then these three sons and all these animals came down onto the earth, onto the land, and they scattered. So according to this riwayat, Hazrat Yafis, one of the son of Nuh alayhi salam, was settled down in the Central Asia, which is Russia and all these countries are. And Yafis has about 10 or 12 sons. One of the sons' name was Ya'juj, other son's name was Ma'juj, and the third son's name was Yaban. Now we call it and we know is at Japan. Japan was the name of Yaban from the son of Yafis, and from his name, this country, Japan, came into existence. They give this name. According to historian, Allah knows best. And as for Ham, was settled in Africa. He was a black in complex. So he settled in African continental, and then his progeny came out as a back African American. So this is all the children of Ham alayhis salam. And then the third son, Sam, he was settled in the east of Asia. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. After the azab of the flood of Nuh alayhis salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have kept the dhurriyat, the progeny and children of Nuh alayhis salam, بَهُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. They remain safe and sound. And then progeny started from these three sons. So Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, are from the son of Yafis bin Nuh. So Hazrat Nuh alayhis salam is the grandfather of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Now, is according to this riwayat, they say they were about 22 tribes. So 21 tribes were behind this wall of Dhulqarnain, and the one tribe remained this side, which is called Turk people or Mongolians. They call it one of this tribe. Hazrat Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this one hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this hadith in the Muslim Sharif. So in that hadith is a lengthy hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned about the 10 major signs before the Yawm al-Qiyamah, and amongst those signs Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith appearance of Dajjal, descendants of Hazrat Isa alaihi wasallam, and appearance of Gog and Magog. So, as you know, they were the four big kings who ruled over the world. And two of them were Muslims and two of them were Kuffar. As for the Muslims, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, who was the king of the whole world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the kingdom of the whole world. And the second one, Hazrat Dhulqarnain. And two from the Kuffar, one was Namrud and other one was Bukht-e-Nasr, who destroyed the Haikal-e Sulaimani and the Jewish temple and Palestine, Jerusalem, and he wiped off all the Jewish. He was Bukht-e-Nasr. So this Dhulqarnain, who was a Muslim, and here also there are controversy or confusion about the name of Dhulqarnain. One was the very famous king of Yunnan, from the Rome side, and he was a fire worshipper. He was not a Muslim, and his name also was Alexander the Great, which is the historians mention Alexander the Great, which we call Dhulqarnain. So he was the kafir fire worshipper, and he was also very big king, and he also conquered so many countries and lands, and he fought with the Dara. So this is not the Dhulqarnain which we are talking. That Dhulqarnain was kafir. What we are talking about Dhulqarnain, he was very pious. He was not the Nabi, but he was the Waliullah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned his name in Surah Al-Kahf. So Allah, he brought Iman, according to one riwayat, at the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and he embraced Islam on his hand and spent some time in the company of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Even he performed one Hajj with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in those days. So he was very old. So he heard about that there is a water of life, which we call Abi Hayat. So it is somewhere in the world, if someone will drink it, then he can remain alive till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. So Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam and Dhulqarnain, they both heard about it and they went to search for it. So first, Hazrat Dhulqarnain went all the way to the east, at the end of the east, where the sun is rising. And he could not find Abi Hayat or life, water of life, but he conquered all the way to the end of the east coast. And then he traveled other side, west coast, all the way to the west when sun is setting down. But in this also he could not find Abi Hayat in water of life. Then that was the third journey he took, and in this third journey he found these people which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned into the Surah Al-Kahf. Now Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam found this water and he drank that water. That's why it is said Hazrat Khidr al Salam is still alive somewhere in the jungle. He comes and meets sometimes some pious people, help them out. He performed the Hajj also now and then, and he will remain and guiding the people until the Yawmul Qiyamah, and then he will also die when everybody will die when the trumpet will be blown. So we're talking about Zulkarnain, of that Zulkarnain. So he was very pious and very righteous king. So when he came to travel to this third side, and he found these people who were, uncivilized people, and the language they were speaking, Zulkarnain could not understand, and what Zulkarnain used to speak, they could not understand. But somehow with the, sign language or some interpretation, they came to know that these people are in need of the help. They requested to Zulkarnain that you are very pious, very righteous person. So please help us out. These people are coming out from, they were two mountains, and between the two mountains, there was a valley. And from that valley, this Yajuj and Majuj, Gog and Magog used to come down, and they used to, do the chaos, they used to kill the people, they used to eat the animals, and bloodshed and all these things. So these people were very, very tired of his chaos and all this, disaster. So they requested Zulkarnain, please help us out. So Zulkarnain said, and they offered the big amount. We can give you the money, you can help us out. Zulkarnain said, I am the king. I am the conqueror of East and West. Alhamdulillah, Allah has granted me enough wealth. I don't need you people's wealth. But since you are requesting, I don't have manpower. Help me out with your work, with your labor. And then he collected the iron and copper and all these things. And then he made the big foundation of the copper and iron. And he built and he covered that gap between these two mountains. Between these two mountains, he covered that gap, and it is solid with the iron and the copper. So no one can break. And now all these Yajuj and Majuj 21 tribes are other side of this wall. Now they cannot come inside. Now, where is this wall? There are a lot of controversy, and it got nothing to do with our Aqidah and with our Iman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention in the Holy Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not clarify where is it. So we should not go into detail. But some of the historians has so many difference of opinion. Some of them say it is the wall of China because it's very long. It's about 1200 miles long wall. But it cannot be true. Because this wall was built by one of the Chinese king. And this wall was built to protect the people from outside, from the Mongolians. Mongolians used to come and attack on China. So that's why they built such a long wall. This is a very huge construction, about 6,000 meters away on top of the mountain. So, and Zulkarnain built the wall to protect the people from this side. So this cannot be the same wall. Other point is this, wall of China was built on top of the mountain, And Zulkarnain, he built the wall between the two mountains. It is not on top of the mountains, but it is between the two mountains. And it filled that gap of the valley, whatever it was. And the third point is that this wall did not break, or they were not able to break it from the time of Zulkarnain till now. And the wall of China was broken in several times, and then it was repaired by different presidents and kings of the time. So it cannot be the same wall. Another thing they say, there is a wall between Bukhara and Tirmiz. And that wall also built by Taimur Lung. So that this is not the same wall which Zulkarnain built it. Another wall, it is found at the Russian boundary, Dagestan, the city called Dagestan. There also they found very huge wall, but this is also not the wall of Zulkarnain. And then the fourth wall, they found it at the Caucasia, which is known as the Mount Kohe Kaf. Kohe Kaf, if you heard it, this is called Kohe Kaf. very famous mountain. So according to Allama Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayh, this, the fourth one, is most probably can be the wall of Zulkarnain, and Allah knows best. We don't have to go in detail. Now, when Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as I said, this is the children of the Yafis Ibn Nuh alayhi salam, and they are very full of mischief, and there are long, there are so many in millions of people. Now, in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned to Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Hazrat Adam alayhi salam that, O Adam, pick from your progeny, because the real progeny started from Adam alayhi salam, then Shis alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, and then Yafis. So real grandfather is Adam alayhi salam, Abul Insan. So on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, oh, pick up from your progeny 999 and throw them into the Jahannam, and only one will go to the Jannah. Out of 1,000, one will only allow to go into paradise, and 999 will go to the hell. So when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala asked this, they were very shocked. And they were very worried. You see, if the majority of the people will end up into the hellfire, what's the guarantee that we will not be amongst them? So they were very worried. So Rasulullah saw some worry on their face. So he asked, what you people are worried about? He said, yeah, Rasulullah, you said out of 1,000, only one person will go into Jannah, and rest of 999 will go into the hell. So that's matter makes us very concerned and worried about it. So Rasulullah said, don't worry, that one man will be amongst you people, and 999 will be amongst the Yajuj and Majuj, Gog and Magog. Because the whole progeny of Gog Magog are Kuffar and Mushrikeen. Even according to one riwayat, one Nabi came to them and they invited them towards Islam, but they did not accept Islam. And they rejected the Tawheed and Oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not punish any nation until He gives them chance to embrace Islam. So every nation has been invited by some Nabi. So according to that principle, the Yajuj, Majuj and Gog Magog also addressed and invited by one of the Nabi, and they rejected and remained kafir and mushrik. That's why they will go into the hellfire. Now, that's why Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the human being has been divided in 10 groups. One out of 10 is the human, like we are 7 billion. Rest of 9 groups are Yajuj and Majuj. So you can imagine how big number, how big majority Yajuj and Majuj has. So they are in trillions and billions. Allah knows how many they are. So when then Hazrat Zulkarnain built that wall, and they are behind the wall. Since then, according to riwayat, they are scratching or digging the wall every single day from morning till evening to come out this side. Towards the end of the sunset time, the leader of them, they said, okay, we work enough today. Let's go back home. And this little bit left, we will do it tomorrow and we will break the wall. But when they go back, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that wall again as it was in the morning, completed and strong again. Next morning they come, they see the wall is still in the same place, in the same condition, and they start digging and scratching again. This is continuing until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide to bring the Qiyamah, then at that evening, the leader of this Yajuj Majuj will say, inshallah, with the name of Allah, tomorrow we will break it down. So because he will use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why the wall will remain as it was they left, and the next morning they will come and very easily they will break down the wall and they will come out from that. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya 17th chapter, hatta idha futihat, until when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open. They will be open up for them, the gate. ياجوج وماجوج، حتى إذا فتحت ياجوج وماجوج until the gates or wall will be opened up for this Gog and Magog. وهم من كل حدب ينسلون. And people see they will come down because they will be very short in the height. Height will be short. So they will come down very fast in a huge number. Looks like from the top to bottom. They will just running down like sliding down from the hills and from the mountains towards the downstep. So this is how they are going to come together. When did this will happen? This will happen at the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. When Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend, as I said before, and the whole Imam Mahdi and all the Muslims will lined up to fight against the Dajjal, and the Dajjal will travel and he will come up between the Iraq and Sham, and he will have his whole army at the place called Sham country. And then from this side, Muslims will leave the Medina and they will also come with Hazrat Imam Mahdi towards the Sham, towards the Syria to fight against the Dajjal. So that will be Fajr time, and his Iqamat will be given for Salatul Fajr, and Imam Mahdi will be above to go to the Musalla, and there Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will descend on the in the minaret of the east of the Jami Masjid of Damascus with the white minaret, and still the masjid is there, Alhamdulillah, and the white minaret also is there in existence. So there Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will descend with the putting his two hands on the wings of Mikael and Jibril alayhi salam, and as he enter into the masjid, people will recognize and shout out, "Yo, Isa alayhi salam is here." So Imam Mahdi will come back to give him a chance to become the Imam. He said, "No, Iqamat is given for you, so you must continue as Imam. I will perform the Salatul Fajr behind you." So Hazrat Imam Mahdi will be the Imam, and Isa alayhi salam will perform the Salat behind him. This is also honor, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prays about the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Musa alayhi wa sallam asked, "Ya Allah, give me that Ummah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refused, "No, I already granted that Ummah to my most beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Then Hazrat Isa alayhi wa sallam asked, "Ya Rasulullah, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me that Ummah." Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "No, that is Ummah I already decided. I'm going to give it to my most beloved Habib, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So then Isa alayhi wa sallam requested, "Oh Allah, if you cannot give me that ummah, if you don't make me the Nabi or Rasul of that ummah, please make me the ummati of that Rasul, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So this second dua of Isa alayhi salam was accepted. Allah Ta'ala said, "Okay, I'll give you a chance to be a ummati of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So in this way, he will descend prior to the Qiyamah, and he will perform the Salat behind one of the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Mahdi. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam precise that Imam Mahdi is from my itrati, he is from my progeny, he is progeny of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhum. So in this case, this is the honor for Isa alaihi wasallam that he will perform the salat as a muqtadi and musalli behind one of the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he will lead, and he will make all the decisions according to the Quran and Hadith. He will not decide according to Injil in New Testament. Nevertheless, when Isa alayhi salam will complete the Fajr Salat, then he will take over the command of the Muslim army, and he will go out from the masjid. He will search for the Dajjal. When the Dajjal will see there's one kind of smell, Isa alayhi salam's body will come out. And when he smells the smell of Isa alayhi salam, the Dajjal, he will start melting. When he sees Isa alayhi salam, he will start melting and he will run away towards Jerusalem. So Isa alayhi salam will follow him, and he will catch him at the place called Lud. Lud is the city right now also in existence in Jerusalem nearby. So at that place, Babul Lud, in the gate of this city of Lud, he will Isa alayhi salam will catch him, and he will throw the spear on his back, and it will hit the back of the Dajjal, and the Dajjal will die over there. And when the Dajjal will be killed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a wahi to Isa alayhi salam that now you must take all your followers, all the Muslims, and go on top of the mountain, Mount Tur, Kohi Tur, Mount Tur, where Hazrat Musa al-Islam used to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him Torah, the Old Testament. So that is a very holy mountain, just like Mount Uhud in Madinah Munawwara, and Mount Sur. So this is also one of the mount which is very holy mount, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tajalli used to descend. So Isa alayhi salam will climb on top of the mountain with all his followers, Muslims, and they will be safe over there. But because then, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now the wall will be broken and Ya'juj Ma'juj will come. When they will come in big numbers, they will drink first the Bahira Tibriya, a huge pond and like river. They will drink all the water. Wherever they will pass, they will eat all the animals. They will eat even the men and people, and they will drink all the water to that extent. When the second group will come, they will find no water over there. It will be dry off. They will say, oh, we know this place used to be water. So they say, yeah, but there's no more water. That's how these people will be, drinking and eating everything up. And then they will kill the people. They will do the bloodshed and all the chaos. All the world will be full of chaos and disaster. Then when we finish all this, only those people will be saved who will be on top of mountain, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give them ability to climb on top of the mountain. This is the only deficiency they have. They will not be able to climb on top of the hill. And that's why all the people will be saved on top of mountain, or those people who will be in the forts, they will be protected and safe from the Gog Magog. So when they will climb, they will finish all the people of the earth, and they will shoot the arrows. Okay, they say, we kill all the people of the earth, now let's kill the people of the sky. And then they will shoot the arrows toward the sky. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that arrows, the nose with the blood, reddish color. And that arrows will come back to them. When they will see their arrows back and they found the blood on it, they will think that now they have conquered the people of the sky as well, and they kill all the people of the sky. And then here, Hazrat Isa, people will be very scared on top of mountain. All the food will be finished, the water will be finished. So now people will request Hazrat Isa alayhi salam to make dua. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, finish this fitna, So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send one kind of virus, pandemic virus, which will be like with small germs will bite there on the necks. And because of that germs biting onto the neck, all this Ya'juj and Ma'juj, whole qawm, the entire progeny will be killed in one shot. And when Isa alayhi salam will descend, when these people will be killed, all the Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be killed by the dua of Isa alayhi salam, by this pandemic and virus. So now they will come down and they will see all over these only cockers of the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and they are, smelling so bad. No one can stay because they will be rotten. So very bad smell will come out. So people cannot tolerate that bad smell. They will again request Isa alayhi salam. So Isa alayhi salam will make dua again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send some kind of very special bird, very huge kind of birds. Their necks will be like a neck of the camels. So these birds will come in the big groups and they will pick up these bodies of the Ya'juj Ma'juj, will take away in an unknown place, or according to what revived, they will throw it into the ocean. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send one rain, and that rain will be so severe and in a huge amount that will wash out all the earth, all the jungles will be washed out by this water of the rain, and it will be clean like a glass. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands will command to the earth to produce. So now all the barakat will start. It's say one pomegranate will be sufficient for the whole group. One grape will be sufficient for the so many people. And one milk of the camel will be sufficient for the whole khandan, for the whole family. And likewise, it will be huge fruits and everything will be full of blessing and barakat, and there will be no chaos. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take out all the poison from the animals. So kids will play with the snake, they will not bite the snake, the lion will not attack onto the cow and onto the deer, and there will be totally peace and justice. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will rule over the people for 40 years. And within these 40 years will be lots of barakat and blessing. Everywhere will be only righteous people and God-fearing people. At that time, there will be no other religion but only the religion of Islam. And then when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will get married and will have children, he will go to the Hajj, as I said before also. And in Madinah Munawwara, he will pass away. When he will pass away, he will die. So people of that time will perform the Salatul Janazah, and he will be buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Rose Mubarak. And then on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Rasulullah said, we will rise from our graves together. And then Yajuj Majuj is gone, the earth is clean, with the prosperity and barakah and blessing. Now, one breeze will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send one very nice breeze, good smell breeze, and that breeze, that air, will take away the souls of all the believers. And it will come from their armpit side, and whoever will you know, smell that breeze, he will die. So all the believers will die. And then the Quran Majid will be taken away. The Hajar Aswad will be taken away. All the knowledge will be taken away. Now on the earth will be remain only Kuffar and Mushrikeen. And within 3 years after the demise of Isa alayhi salam, this will become the all again. They will start, you know, killing and fighting and raping and adultery will be very open wars on the roads. They will just commit adultery on the road openly like animals. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam to blow the trumpet. This was a short history of Yajuj Majuj. Inshallah, tomorrow we will go further with the 3 earthquakes and Dabbatul Earth and all of the things, inshallah. Jazakullah khair. Subhanallah.
Allah Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz.